Good morning, we're continuing Chayodim, Klal, Lamed Vov, Simen Dalet. Darvish Tibula B'mashka V'hu Adayin Lach, something which has been dipped in mashka, and is still moist. I feel he may not negate him Mokam HaMashka, even if he's not touching the part which is wet. K'shahoy Yenoy Tuma B'tara, Hoy Yitzorach Nitzilas Yedayim Medina. When Tuma B'tara was being kept in Klal Yisrael, the time of the people were eating Truma, there was Tumah Tahara issues, so Chazar Machayim Edin of the Til Sedayim Edin on such an item, a person would touch the Mashka, it would become a Rishon, the food would become a Sheni, the food would become Tomei, he'd be asked to eat it, etc. So, Ach Achshav Ha'olam Noigin L'Hakol B'Zeh. Nowadays, people do not wash, but I will call Yorei Shemayim Yizor B'Zeh V'Yitul Yodav. However, this is the Mechagas Rishonim, and Tosfos definitely brings an opinion that we don't have to wash nowadays, but there are many Rishonim which say that one has to wash, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch and the Chayonim following the Shulchan Aruch says that a person who is Yerush Shemayim should wash. The Torah says that a person is Mechayiv to wash. Ubekoyach Safik, however, recognizing that this is not a Vaday, this is a Safik, Lo Yevorech, you do not make a bracha when you wash. Now, what's called a mashka for these purposes? Of ein kori mashka el zayin elu, there are seven things which the Torah designates as a mashka. V'heim shesimonam yod shachat dam. So the simon, to remember these seven mashkim, is the mnemonic yod shachat dam. And he's going to say what those are. So the yod stands for yayin. The dalet stands for dam, behem of oif, avaloy shel dogim, dam of dogim does not have a din of a mashka. Now, how is a person eating dam of behem or an oif? It's an issue of the rice to eat it. Mamari shetzarech lechol mishum refua b'chelish yesh b'sakona. It's talking about a person who has a chelish yesh b'sakona, and therefore he's allowed to eat dam. So that's yud and dal, yayin, dam. Shochat stands for shemen, Cholov, Tal, and the word Dam stands for Devash and Mayim. Now, Devash over here means Devash, which comes from the bees, not, even though we do find a reference in the Torah regarding to the liquor which comes out of dates as Devash, that does not have a din of a mashka for this purpose. But the honey which bees generate is considered a mashka. And the last one is Mayim. Shemen, when it mentions Shemen over here, Shemen is referring to olive oil specifically, not any other type of oil. And Cholov includes not only milk, but also whey, with the milk separates out from curds to whey. The whey is considered milk for this purpose, considered a mashka. So that means, just to clarify, that if a person will squeeze orange juice, an orange, and have orange juice, and there's no water added to it. It's not like a concentrate which added water to it. So that liquid does not have a din of mashka for this purpose. The liquid of apple juice, any of these type of liquids would not have a lach of mashka for this purpose. The only things you have a din of a mashka, which the Torah talks about in regards to being a machshir and being mekabel tumah, either of those halachas, being mekabel tumah like we're talking about over here, or being machshir, the law is that food, before it can be mekabel tumah, it has to go through a process of hechshir. Part of the process of hechshir means that it becomes fit to accept tumah. It has to have been wet, become wet intentionally, or at least that the person was agreeable to that wetness on it at some point in the process after it's already fully grown and off of the tree. So anything which grows requires hechsher. Hechsher, again, is only these seven things and nothing else. So everything else the halacha looks at, not as a distinct separate mashka, it's part of the oichel of the it's part of the fruits. It does not have a status of a mashka. This is relevant in Hilchos Shabbos as well, the difference between schita and grapes. and olives, so grapes produces yayin, olives produce shemen. So it means when you squeeze this, you come up with a new entity, which is distinct and separate from the original item. So that's an act of schita. Whereas when you squeeze out an orange on a derisa level, since what's coming out is just the liquid of the orange, it's not a new entity. It's not considered schita on a Torah level. You're only putting one end in, and the rest of it you're not planning to dip at all, and you're eating from the other end, you still have to wash the tails of your dime. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we will go weiter tomorrow in the next siman. Have a good day.